These are banking firms. These are healthcare firms that obviously have a lot of sensitive information. What is at stake here, John?
One recent event hosted by EverBank drew 250 executives. Another at the law firm Holland & Knight had 50 lawyers there trying to figure out what the best steps are to protect corporate data. And that's something that Ron Whitworth, an attorney for EverBank, has become an expert in, and he's teaching people about that.
It can have devastating impacts on a company's reputation. You can have litigation, regulatory enforcement actions. The consumers often have private right of actions for certain types of privacy violations. So if you really are not thinking about privacy and data security, if you haven't made that investment, it can quickly damage your company.
John, where are the biggest threats coming from?
Of course, you got the bad guys. They want to hack into your system, steal your customer information, your intellectual property, whatever. And then you have the internal threats. And you're responsible if a company that you've contracted with gives out your information unwittingly to hackers. For example, the big hack at a national retailer just last year, which resulted in hundreds of thousands of credit card numbers being lost, that happened because the hackers got in through the computer system of a heating and air conditioning contractor that the store had hired.
How are companies adapting to all of these threats coming from different angles?
At the bigger companies, they've even created another C-level executive job. You know, you have a CEO, you have a CFO. Now you have a CPO or a chief privacy officer. You're kind of like the corporate goaltender. Anna Shea is an attorney for Fidelity Information Systems. She makes the point that a chief protection officer, they really need eyes into just about every aspect of the company.
Because if you create your privacy program from the ground up, then you have privacy incorporated in the design of all of your products as well as your employees.
But the next frontier in this issue is the small size companies, which are very vulnerable and haven't really begun to address the problem.
That's WJCT business analyst John Burr. I'm news director Jessica Palumbo.
The WJCT Business Brief is sponsored by Jacksonville University Davis College of Business. JU Davis means business.